KHAS.
And we're back at the Gladi East Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota here this afternoon as we get set for the men's ball game between Hastings College and Mount Marty, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, we face a team today that is 2-21 in the season. They're 0-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, a team we beat by 21 points earlier this season. What do you tell your team before we take to the floor here today?
Well, we remind them that last year we said they were going to beat somebody in the conference, and they went to Nebraska Wesleyan and won. Also, we remind them that, you know, Wednesday's game, they're down 2 at halftime against Morningside, who's tied for the top of our league. And Nebraska Wesleyan goes there and beats them 78-74. So you want to make sure that you're mentally and physically ready to play.
It seems like they play a little bit better maybe at home than they do on the road. And I guess they have knocked off some teams up there in the past when they've had a very similar run.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is always, it's about us. It's about us being ready to go. It's about us concentrating and focusing on the things that we've had to do. You know, our last four outings, we felt like we've had good concentration, good effort, and we've got to continue and sustain that on Saturday.
We've kind of talked about taking each and every game as a playoff game here down the stretch. We've won 3 out of 4 games. We can finish as high as 6th place in the conference. We can finish out of the postseason tournament. So, again, we got to, I guess, go into this ball game as a playoff game today.
Yeah, basically, if you look at the standings, Northwestern 6-9, Nebraska Wesleyan 6-9, Concordia is 7-9 and a half game ahead. They've got a brutal schedule in the last 4. So Saturday's game's huge. We got an opportunity to move up into the 6th slot, and then obviously you just need to finish your season, but obviously we need to just concentrate on that one game at Mount Marty.
If we're going to make a run to the conference tournament, it looks like we're going to have to do it on the road. We've got games today with Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan next week, Dakota Wesleyan next week, so our next 3 games on the road.
You know what? We've played well on the road. We've had a lot of good outings. We've had some tough losses on the road, but we've always seemed to be mentally and physically ready to go, and that's the thing that we've stressed to these guys about going to Mount Marty is we've got to be ready to go from the start. We have to have great practices. We had a really good practice Thursday, and we're going to have a great practice on Friday, and then Saturday, shoot-around. So it's a lot about preparation, just being ready to go.
We have won 3 out of 4 games since the 10-game losing streak. What are we doing better in the last 4 games?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things is we're just not turning the ball over. You know, we had 13 against Concordia. We had 10 the next game, 10 the next game, and then only 7 against Doan. So, and we're shooting close to 50%. We're starting to shoot the ball well from the 3-point line. Our guys are executing better. When you take good care of the ball and you get good shots, that bodes well. And then we've guarded well. I think we've done a great job on the defensive end and then cleaning up the glass.
So looks like we're a little bit just more efficient on the offensive end right now. Like you said, not making the mistakes, but getting the shots that we want.
Yeah, I think that's a great word, Mike, is efficient. You know, you look at the guys that are producing. You know, Carson's come into his own, really producing here at the end. Zach had a really good game against Doan. Muse continues to shoot the ball well. Tobin was very efficient. So we got a lot of contributions from different guys. Damian Austin had 6 assists and 1 turnover. That's incredibly efficient for a point guard.
So Hastings coming off of the win the other night over Doan, 77-70. Again, we just found ways to win that basketball game.
Yeah, you know, we did. We got a 6-point lead at half, and it was relatively tight the whole way. But down the stretch, we made plays. We got the ball where it needed to go. We scored, and then we got some stops. You know, they ran some stuff for Hootie at the end, who had a great game. Our guys did a good job of recognizing what they were doing and taking it away from them.
Hootie scores 27 points, but I think we basically kept him under control, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did. You know, he was 8-for-19. He had a really good start to the game. He was hot early. Later in the game, I thought we did a great job defensively on him. You know, we had Damian on him some. We had Carson on him some. And I thought Kraus had a big stop at the end of the game where Hootie pump faked. He didn't leave his feet, made him shoot a 3 that was off balance. Kraus goes and gets a rebound, then knocks down 2 free throws.
Happy with the defensive effort in that ball game against Stone?
Yeah, I think it was good. You know, we did a good job of executing the game plan. We tried to double keel when he bounced it. Our guys did a good job of that. I think we made things hard for Hootie. He made some tough shots. You know, the Williams kid knocked down a couple. We did a good job of getting up 3-quarter court and making them play a little bit faster than they probably want to, and that's what we wanted to do going in.
Tobin Reinwald was our leader as far as point production, 24 points in the ball game the other night against Doan. Got him to the rim a little bit more in that ball game.
Yeah, you know, he's just been real efficient. It almost looked like he had a mindset of, I'm going to get to the rim, I'm going to get to the basket. He's been really efficient, you know, in our last 5 games, and really all year long he's shooting, you know, 50% from the field, close to 48% from the 3-point line, and like 79% from the free throw line. And he was talking to me yesterday and said, I need to be in the 80s, coach. So Tobin's just a real driven guy. He really wants to make sure that we get in the conference tournament, and he's doing everything in his power to help us.
It's Mount Marty here this afternoon. Again, a team that is 2-21 in the season, 0-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a loss to Des Moines the other day. So what about this team? We saw them earlier this season.
Well, you know, we played them November 4th, which is incredibly early for a conference game. A different team. They got two or three guys that aren't with them anymore. They seem to be playing harder. They seem to be playing better together than they were earlier in the year. So it's just a team that, again, you know, a lot lies on our shoulders just to be mentally ready to go.
You played them so long ago. Can you really take anything out of that ball game that we saw them clear back? I think it was November 4th or November 5th.
Well, because they've got different personnel, you've got to look at their recent games and get a scouting report and a game plan from that. And that's what we've done. We've taken a look at their games here recently because their personnel is different. They're running a few different things, sets and stuff that they were before.
Any drastic changes of this team that we saw before?
Not really. I mean, Bud Smith played the point last time, and so he's going to move to an off guard. He's a real dangerous player. He's averaging 16 points a game, is capable of really getting hot and scoring the ball. They've got just a few different guys. The Willett kid, number 32, is playing. Number 20, Anderson's playing. So we just have to be alert to their personnel and take away the things they like to do.
What about this Bud Smith guy?
Bud Smith's tough. I mean, he really is. And Carson's starting on him. Carson's played against him a lot. So, he can score. He can shoot it. He can drive it to the basket. He's got a nice pull-up jumper. So we've just got to be alert and make it difficult for him to get a lot of touches.
What else does Mount Marty do that you guys are preparing for?
Well, you know, they really play hard. That's the biggest thing I've noticed about their team is they're just playing hard every night. They're crashing the boards hard. I think they'd like to play at a slower pace. They don't want to run up and down. So we've got to do a good job of getting pace, having energy, and getting pressure on the basketball all night long.
As far as we're concerned, I guess just take care of ourselves and let the chips fall because we'll be the favorites in this ball game. Just let the game play out our way.
Yeah, we need to make sure we've done what we've done the last four times out, and that is we're ready to go. We're ready to execute and execute at a high level and be very efficient.
Okay, go with it.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gavers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Barney today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week include a 2010 Nissan Cube, cash price $8,999, or a 2011 Nissan Sentra, $12,475. These deals and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. With the Lanny E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota here this afternoon, where Hastings College women have just disposed of the Lancers of Mount Marty today. Hastings winning by a score of 79-66. Got the other scores in from the conference. They're all final now across the league. It was Dort winning the non-conference game today with Grace University in Sioux Center. The score was 96-31 today as the Dort defenders pick up the win. Concordia hung on to beat Dakota Wesleyan today in Seward. The Bulldogs win by a score of 76-71. The nation's number one ranked team, Morningside, held off Midland today in Fremont. The score was 66-55. Northwestern, they won in Crete today over Doan, 76-71. And Hastings, the 16th ranked team in the country, knocked off Mount Marty today, 79-66, and Briar Cliff winners over Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 74-63. So moving into the men's contest now, Hastings College coming into this basketball game. Broncos 9-16 on the season after winning the other night over the Doane College Tigers. Hastings sitting at 6-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings right now battling with two other teams for the final spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that starts later on this month. Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Hastings all tied at 6-9 in the conference for 7th, 8th, and 9th. Top 8 teams out of the conference standings in the regular season will move on to the postseason tournament. So Hastings on the bubble and need a win here this afternoon over the Lancers to keep pace. They play a team that has not had a whole lot of success this year. Mount Marty is 2-21 on the season. They are 0-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In fact, their only two wins this year have been against the same team, Ogallala Lakota. It's an Indian reservation that's got a basketball team. They beat them twice, 101-74 and 103-76. Other than that, Zilcho for the Lancers, 0-16 in the conference, 2-21 on the season. If you check their statistics, they are either last or second to the last in the conference in just about every stat that we keep track of during the basketball season. They're 11th in the conference, which is last in scoring offense at 67.1. They are second to the last in scoring defense, giving up 84.3 points per ball game. Only Nebraska Wesleyan gives up more points. Mount Barney is also last in the conference in field goal percentage at 41%. They are next to the last in three-point shooting average at 34%, and they are seventh in the conference in free throw percentage at 70%. The Lancers defensively also has had problems this year. They are second to the last in field goal percentage on defense at 47%, and they are second to the last in defending the three-point shot at 40%. So the Lancers have had some trouble here this year. They're 10th in rebounding margin as they give away five more rebounds than they collect. And they're also dead last in the turnover margin. They turn the ball over 14 times themselves and only produce 10 on the defensive end. They do have one guy that Hastings will have to contend with today. That's Bud Smith. Bud Smith is averaging 16.3 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. He's a pretty good shooter. He hits 49% from the field and 40% from three-point territory. He scored 11 points the first time these two teams met way back on November the 4th. The first month of the season, Hastings was able to beat this team by a score of 80-59 at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College, again, 9-16 on the season. The Broncos have been playing pretty well as of late. We've won three out of our last four ball games, and the only loss during that stretch was the loss to Dort the other day, last Saturday up in Sioux Center. But Hastings had chances to win that ball game, but could not hit free throws. Lost by 10 points at 94-84, but after that 10-game losing streak we had, Hastings has won three out of four and have played pretty well down the stretch here as they try to claw their way in to the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. So we're sneaking up on the starting lineups here at the Sipple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota today. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. The women have already picked up a win. We'll see what Hastings College men can do here this afternoon. Pitch of the starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Broncos, Damian Austin, 5'6", a freshman out of Kearney. Austin averaging 2.7 per ball game. Carson Bloom, 5'10", a junior out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 8.7 per ball game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'4", a senior from Lincoln. The fourth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18.8 points per game. Drew Callahan, 6'7", a freshman out of North Platte, averaging 5.2. And Zach Lena, a 6'4" and senior out of Omaha. Lena is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. The starters for Mount Marty, the lights have gone off here in the gym, and they've got like an NBA type of introduction here. Their introduction is better than the team is playing right now, which is 0-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're going to go with Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo Davis is a 5'11" senior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Davis is averaging 1.8 points per ball game. Bud Smith, he's a 6'1" senior out of St. Louis. Smith is averaging 16.3 points per ball game. Alex Irvine is a 6'4" senior from T, South Dakota. Irvine is averaging 7.4 per ball game. Patrick Saganovich is a 6'6" sophomore out of Australia. Saganovich is averaging 2.7 points per ball game. And Cody Willett is a 6'3" freshman from Canton, South Dakota. Willett is averaging 5.1 points per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. Hastings going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here this afternoon. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Mount Marty dressed in their white homestanding uniforms, trimmed the letter in the gold and the blue. So we're set to go. Hastings 9-16 on the year. Mount Marty 2-21. As we get set to go with men's college basketball, balls in the air, and Hastings controls the opening tip. It's going to be Damian Austin with the ball. They work against the man-to-man defense. Here's Reinwald out here in three-point territory. Tobin Reinwald gives it away over on the far side. Now Tobin gets it back here. There's Carson Bloom in the deep left corner. Carson moves to his right. Bounce pass goes inside. Lena grabs the ball. He's double-teamed. Spins toward the baseline. Goes to Callahan. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Alex Irvine with a rebound. Irvine gets it away to Lorenzo Davis. Davis takes it down the right sideline. The Broncos will play man-to-man for the most part today. There's Bud Smith over here on the left side to Saganovich. Now to Bud Smith. Right baseline. There's a shot up there. It's going to be in and out and back in again. Bud Smith scoring there for Mount Marty, and the Lancers grab a 2-0 lead here over Hastings College as they score in their opening possession. Here's Brian Wald with the ball around the screen from Lena. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Now loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. As Reinwald loses the ball out of bounds. The first turnover on the Broncos in the ball game. Hastings averaging 14 turnovers per ball game. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 2-0. Lorenzo Davis will come back with the basketball for Mount Marty. He falls down as he brings it across the 10-second line. Now to Bud Smith. Entry pass. They get it inside there. With the basketball there for Mount Marty is going to be Savganovich. Now he falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up by Hastings. Back the other way is Reinwald. Dry shoots and scores. Reinwald gets the field goal. Mount Marty turns it away for the first time here today, and Hastings cashes in on the other end. The Broncos are on the scoreboard. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Driving down the left side of the lane is Lorenzo Davis, and he's going to be fouled in a play. He'll be fouled by Damian Austin of Hastings. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Mount Marty playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lorenzo Davis looking to inbound. He does down here in the corner. That's a Saganovich. Sends it back inside to Bud Smith. The shot is good, and he is fouled in a play. And that's going to be an offensive charging foul, I think, on Bud Smith. Yes, it is. The basket does not count. So Bud Smith charging down the lane, runs over a guy. I think that was Carson Bloom who got up there for Hastings. Bud Smith picks up the charging foul, so Hastings gets the ball back. We're tied up at 2 points apiece, just underway here in Yankton, South Dakota here today. Hastings with the ball. There's a bounce pass out on top. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Bloom. Bud Smith got his hands on it there for the Lancers about Marty. Bounce pass comes over here to Damian Austin. Austin, rainbow pass comes to the near side. That's Lena with the ball. Drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Lena now moves to his left. Gives it away to Austin at the elbow. Austin throws up a shot at the end of the shot clock. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Cody Willett. Cody Willett has got it now for Mount Marty running back the other way. A pass here to a Saganovich from the elbow. His shot from the left side is going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Lena. Zach Lena has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Ryan Wall. Dribbles behind his back. Takes it down on the baseline. A little short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Saganovich. Saganovich now to the near sideline to Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo Davis drives it against Austin, and now has the ball knocked out of his hands there by Lena. It's going to be Mount Barney playing things in. End of the ball game now is going to be Jake Anderson. Anderson comes in. Also a Blake Borcher coming into the ball game now for the Lancers. That's going to be Saganovich going to the bench, and also Lorenzo Davis. Mount Barney will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 2 points apiece early in the ball game. They come way out on top between the circles. That's a Smith with the ball. Down in the corner to a Cody Willett. Back out to the top of the key. Borcher has got it. Borcher now to Jake Anderson on the high right side. Picked up there by Callahan. And his pass is deflected out of bounds by Bloom. So Mount Marty will play things in off of the far sideline. Tied up at 2 points apiece. We're about 2:45 into the ball game here in Yankton this afternoon. There's Blake Borcher with the ball. Borcher works out on top there against the Damian Austin. Borcher on the dribble comes to the near side. Puts on the brakes. Now takes it back to the center of the floor. Now we got a 5 second violation. Borcher was just dribbling one side to the other, and he's hit with a 5 second violation. A turnover on Mount Marty. That's going to be their second of the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Hastings and Mount Marty in men's college basketball action here this afternoon. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball as he trots her back the other way for Hastings around the Lena screen. Shoves off, and now we got a foul call. That's going to be a foul on Mount Marty, and the Lancer coaching staff doesn't like that one. A foul here is going to go on Alex Irvine. That's going to be his first. Looked like Carson Bloom maybe shoved off there, but Alex Irvine gets hit with a personal foul. He seems to be playing things in. That's the second team foul in the Lancers here in this first half of play. Ryan Wall on the baseline. His short jumper is up there. That rattles out, no good. Rebound comes down to Cody Willett. Cody Willett gets it away now to a Bunch Smith as he runs her back the other way for the Lancers. Open in 3-point territory. Now he's covered up by Carson Bloom. Bounce pass goes inside to Irvine. Back outside the ring now to Jake Anderson. Down in the left corner, Willett throws up a shot and hits it. Cody Willett throws up a long-range jumper just inside the ring. And Coach Billy calls a timeout. Hastings wants the timeout here. 16:28 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. The Lancers 4 and the Broncos 2.
Gary Michaels Clothiers at downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing and select brightness half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
16:28 to play here in the first half. Hastings College is trailing Mount Marty by a score of 4-2. Hastings will play things in following the timeout there from head coach Bill Gavers. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Austin with the ball. Austin sends it out between the rings to Carson Bloom. Dribbles to the free throw line. Pass down low. It's going to be deflected away from Zach Lena. That's a second turnover on Hastings. Borcher has got the ball down from Mount Barney as he takes the ball down on the baseline. Kicks it out here to Anderson on the wing. His shot is no good from three. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Brings her back 3-on-2. Bloom to Austin. Shot for three. That's off of the back iron. No good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Alex Irvine. Irvine gets it away now to Blake Borcher. Borcher comes into the offensive zone for the Lancers. He drives it against Bloom. Sends it down in the corner on the right side to Cody Willett. Cross-court pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Bunch Smith in the left corner. And it's knocked out of bounds. Here comes Connor Musel into the ball game for Hastings. Here comes Jake Hansen in. Here comes John DeWard into the ball game now for the Broncos with 15:43 to play. Here in the first half, Mount Barney, a team that has not won in the conference, has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 4-2. Into the ball game now for the Lancers is going to be Lorenzo Davis. He checks back in there. Going out will be Blake Borcher. So Davis will play things in. Davis here on the near sideline to Alex Irvine. Irvine brings it outside the ring now. KJ DiCristino has got the ball. for Mount Marty. I'll stumble over that all afternoon. Here's Irvine. His shot in the lane is going to be up there. No good. And we got a foul called. A foul called here on Hastings. We have some free throws coming up. Personal is going to be on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his first. Alex Irvine will go to the free throw line for Mount Marty. Irvine is a 72% foul shooter in the season. Mount Marty is a team, seventh in the conference at 70%. The shot is up there. It is good by Alex Irvine. And the Lancers have the lead early over Hastings. The score is 5-2. Alex Irvine will have one more shot here for the Lancers. Hastings beat this team earlier this season, 80-59. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Here comes Saganovich back into the ball game now. Saganovich is in. Alex Irvine is out. Hastings will play things in here in the backcourt. It's now a 6-2 ball game. Lancers are out on top of Hastings College. Here comes Carson Bloom back with the basketball. Bloom brings it into the offensive zone over to Jake Hansen on the high left side. Jake Hansen dribbling with it. Comes over here to Carson Bloom to the near sideline to Connor Musel. Down to Bloom. There's Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald brings it back to Carson. He drives, shoots, and scores. Nice pass by Reinwald. The field goal goes to Carson Bloom. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 6-4. There's Davis. He's had problems with it. The ball's going to be picked up here by Hastings. A turnover in the Lancers coming back the other way as Musel drives the length of the floor, and a foul is going to be called. Connor Musel took it right down the lane here, and a foul is going to be called on Bud Black. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Black. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brandon Krause. Reinwald will check out. 14:56 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings is trailing Mount Marty by a score of 6-4, but the Broncos will inbound it here. Connor Musel now to a Brandon Krause. He drives the ball to the rack, finds a seam, and takes it right to the hole and scores. Just kind of opened up there. Brandon Krause had an easy field goal. And now the Broncos have come back to tie the score up at 6 points apiece. There's Jake Anderson. A nice pass to Bud Black. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Or Bud Smith. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. That's it, John DeWard. Down here on the baseline, down at Krause. He shovels the ball away to a Musel underneath the basket. His shot is up there in. Connor Musel gets the field goal for Hastings, and the Broncos have got their first lead of the day at 8-6 with 14:20 to play here in the first half. Here's the Lorenzo Davis with the ball. Davis goes to Saganovich. Saganovich to the far sideline to DiCristino, who's into the ball game. Again to Saganovich. Now to DiCristino. As they move it back around to the left side, down here on the baseline is Smith. He drives his shot, partially deflected by Hansen. Ball is brought out of there by Brandon Krause of Hastings. His pass in the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. End of the ball game now is going to be Cody Willett again for Mount Marty. Also coming in will be Alex Irvine. Checking in for Hastings will be Alex Thayer. Coming to the bench will be Carson Bloom. 13:53 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 8-6. Men's college basketball. Broncos will play things in. Alex Thurs got it as he moves it to the center of the floor to Musel for three. His shot is up there. He hits it. Connor Musel knocks down his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 5 points. And Hastings has now opened up an 11-6 lead over the Lancers. Hastings right now in a 9-0 run over Mount Marty here in this first half. There's a Cody Willett with the ball. Willett goes over to Alex Irvine. Irvine right side to Lorenzo Davis. Moves it down into baseline. As he gives it away to Saganovich. Down the far sideline to Cody Willett. Cross-court pass to DiCristino. Back out between the circles, Lorenzo Davis. He drives it down the lane. Nice dish, and the shot is up and in. Alex Irvine gets the field goal there. Davis took it down the lane and dumps it away to Irvine. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 11-8 is the score now. Hastings College has got a 3-point lead. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause goes to John DeWard to the far sideline. That's Jake Hansen. Now to Connor Musel. Now we got a whistle. Any foul is going to be called here. A foul will go on the Lancers of Mount Marty. It's going to be a holding foul here. I think that was on the Saganovich. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Lancers here in this first half of play. Jalen Hurley comes into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Hastings will play things in. No free throws here. Broncos have the ball. Alex Thayer down in the corner to Krause. Brandon Krause drives the ball, dishes off. It's going to be deflected away from John DeWard, and the ball's picked up here by the Lancers. Saganovich grabs the ball now to Lorenzo Davis into the forecourt to Saganovich. Saganovich drives it against DeWard. Feeds it down in the corner to Lorenzo Davis out here in 3-point territory. He works it over there against Alex Thayer. Lorenzo Davis gets around there. Jump pass down in the left corner. Saganovic for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Patrick Saganovic hits a three-pointer for the Lancers, and they have come back to tie the score here at 11 points apiece with 12:21 to play here in the first half. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings. Krause goes to the far sideline. Alex Thayer out of Jake Hansen. The Krause on the near side. Back out to Thayer. Top of the key. Whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul under the hole here. It's going to go on Jalen Hurley of Mount Marty. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 5 in the Lancers. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Connor Musel will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Musel looking. Comes out to Hansen. Takes the three-pointer. His shot's off of the back iron. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down here by Saganovic. Saganovic now to Lorenzo Davis into the forecourt. That's Hurley. He drives his shot. No good. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Here comes Krause back the other way for Hastings down the near sideline. Brandon Krause backs up, spins toward the baseline. Fall away jumpers up there and in. Nice shot there by Brandon Krause. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 13-11. 11 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half. There's Lorenzo Davis. Now to Saganovic. Pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer off of the left side of the lane. No good. Krause with a rebound. Brandon Krause runs her back the other way. Krause goes to Connor Musel for a three. It's off of the back iron. No good. Long rebound is brought down there by DiCristino. KJ DiCristino with a ball here for Mount Marty. It's into the hands of Lorenzo Davis, and he has it knocked out here on the near sideline by Alex Thayer. Here comes Reinwald back into the ball game. Drew Callahan comes back in for Hastings. Borcher comes back into the ball game now for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. And also a Derry Denning coming to the contest, a freshman out of Mount Vernon, South Dakota. In fact, Denning has got the ball down the far side. He dribbles inside the ring, can't do anything with it. Now he's trapped, gets the ball away. This is going to be Borcher with the ball. Borcher stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it out between the rings now to a Cody Willett. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Cody Willett around the screen. Willett moves the ball down the lane. His running one-hander is up there. It's down. Willett gets the field goal to go down. It wasn't pretty, but it rattles down through the hole. And now we're tied up at 13 points apiece here in the first half with 10:45 to play. Here's a Drew Callahan with the ball. Callahan now over to Alex Thayer behind a Callahan screen. At the free throw line, tries to dump it away to Callahan. Out to Reinwald for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound Callahan. Follow shot. No good. He was fouling the play. Saganovic picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers here in the first half of play. And Drew Callahan will go to the free throw line. Bronco basketball today is brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Callahan to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Callahan will have one more. He's just a 44% foul shooter for the Broncos. He's 22 out of 50. Into the ball game now is going to be, looks like Carson Bloom is going to come back in there. Brandon Krause will come to the bench. Callahan to the free throw line. His second shot is up there and in, so he hits one out of two. And the Broncos now have the lead over Mount Marty. The score is 14-13. As we approach the halfway point here in this first half of play, here's Patrick Saganovic with the ball. Saganovic goes over to a Cody Willett. 200 pass comes over to Hansen. Entry pass to get it to Saganovic. Kicks her back out to Deering. Talk to the key. Over here on the right side, there's an entry pass down low again, and a shot by Saganovic. He's fouling the play. That's going to be Reinwald picking up his second personal foul. And now Saganovic will go to the free throw line here for the Lancers. He's just a 44% foul shooter on the season. Since Hastings saw this team back in November, they've had a couple of guys leave the basketball team for one reason or another. They will not see action here today, obviously. Saganovic throws up a free throw that misses everything. He airballs it from the free throw line. He'll have one more chance. 14-13 is the score. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Patrick Saganovic from Australia throws up his second shot. It's up there. It's good. And that ties the score back up at 14 points apiece. So Hastings struggling out of the gates here early in this ball game against the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Lancers of Mount Marty. Here's Connor Musel with the ball. Connor bounce pass left side of the lane to get over here to Reinwald. Cross-court pass. That's Bloom for three. Shot good. Carson Bloom nails a three-pointer from right in front of the Lancers bench. He's now got 5 points, and Hastings now with a three-point lead at 17-14. Saganovich now at the During. During moves it over in the wing, driving toward the goal. There's a shot could be partially deflected. Shot taken there by Borcher. The ball is recovered here by Hastings, running back the other way. Austin all the way. His shot good. Damian Austin goes coast to coast there for the Broncos. And Hastings has now opened up a five-point lead, 19-14. 9:20 to play in the first half from Yankton this afternoon. Blake Borcher with a ball here for the Lancers. Bounce pass comes down here on the near sideline, right in front of the Bronco bench. That's During with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Anderson. Anderson works against Callahan. Back out to Saganovich. Now to During in the far side. A three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Damian Austin. Austin on the run. Back the other way. Austin gets it ahead. Musil down in the corner for three. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Mount Marty. And now the Lancers want to call a timeout. Lancers want to call a timeout here with 9:01 to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 19, Mount Marty 14.
Truck Month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here, and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during Truck Month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Murray Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2014-2015 season. 9:01 remaining here in the first half. Hastings 19, Mount Marty 15 or 14. Hastings won the women's ball game earlier today by a score of 79-66. Mount Marty has got the basketball. Here's Bud Smith back into the ball game now. Bud Smith, their leading scorer, on the dribble on the far side. Jake Hansen will pick him up. There's a Jalen Hurley with the ball. He drives it down the left side of the line. The ball's going to be poked loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Musil gets the ball now to Austin. Back outside at three-pointers. Put up there, down through the hole. Carson Bloom, his second tray of this first half. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings up and rolling now. It's a 22-14 ball game. Broncos have got the lead. Here comes a Bud Smith down the near sideline. Bounce pass goes to Irvine. Kicks her back up on the right side, down in the corner. DiCristino puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Cody Willett. Gets it back out to Smith. Dribble penetration. Stomps in the lane. Throws up a shot over Hansen. Partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Hastings. But Carson Bloom loses it. Out to the right side of three-pointers. Put up by Willett. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Bloom with the ball to Hansen. Drive, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Mount Barney. But a foul is going to be called. It's not been a thing of beauty so far, gang. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Hansen. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number, let's see. No, they're going to rule this one. It's going to be a foul on Mount Marty. Jalen Hurley picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Bloom. Carson is 67% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound, Callahan, and he scores. Drew Callahan gets the offensive rebound and a score. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got three, and Hastings out on top now by a score of 24-14. Hastings on a 10-0 run here. Here's a Smith with the ball deep in the right corner now for Mount Marty. Smith tries to drive it. The ball's going to be knocked loose by Callahan, but right into the hands of Irvine. He drives it down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Smith. His shot rejected by Callahan. Ball is picked up here by Hastings. Connor Musil drives it the other way. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. So Callahan gets his 19th block of the season at the defensive end there for the Broncos. And now Hastings will go to the free throw line with Connor Musil stepping to the line here after being fouled in the play. So the third foul is going to be called here on Hurley. Going to the free throw line is going to be Musil. He's got 5 points in the ball game so far for Hastings. 81% from the free throw line this year. And his shot is up there, it's in. Jalen Hurley will now have to come to the bench with three personal fouls. Here comes Lena back into the contest. Callahan will check out. 25-14 is the score. Hastings out on top. Connor Musil will have one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is off of the rim. No good. The rebound comes down here to the Lancers. So Hastings on an 11-0 run after Mount Marty tied the score at 14 points apiece. Here's a Bud Smith, Dribbles on the near side. Bounce pass goes to Irvine. Now in the lane to Seitzinger. His shot is going to be good, and he's fouling the play. Jackson Seitzinger scores there. The bucket's going to count. And the personal foul is going to be called on Austin of Hastings. That's going to be a second. So Jackson Seitzinger gets the field goal to go down. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So that breaks the run there for the Broncos. Jackson Seitzinger to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. And the shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. And the rebound to Hastings. They miss on a three-point opportunity right there. Hastings has got the ball back. Here's Damian Austin with it on the far sideline. Austin, bounce pass goes to Lena. Zach Lena works against Irvine, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebounds brought down here by Seitzinger. Jackson comes down the near sideline, cuts into the hole, scoop shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, 2-3 players at the deck, and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Mount Barney ball. Billy wanted some sort of a foul down there, didn't get it. He's all the way down at the end line for the Broncos. End of the ball game now for Hastings. Krause is going to come back in. Austin will check out. 6:53 to play here in the first half. It's 25-16. Hastings College with a lead here over Mount Marty. Bud Smith will inbound the ball. It's deflected right back out of bounds there by Jake Hansen. So again, Mount Marty will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lance is shooting to our hole to our left here in this first half of play in their white and gold uniforms with their blue trim. Down in the corner is going to be Seitzinger. Comes out high on the block now to Cody Willett, who nearly lost the ball out of bounds. There's a pass into the lane, and a foul is going to be called as D. Cristino goes tumbling out of bounds there for the Lancers. He's now going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Zach Lena picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. D. Cristino will go to the free throw line here for the Lancers. He's 90% of the season. He's 10 out of 11. Making 11 out of 12 as that one rings the gong. 6:44 to play. The first half, 25-17. Hastings with the lead. Patrick Saganovic comes into the ball game now for the Lancers. Here's the next shot by D. Cristino from the line. It's up there, and the shot is going to be off of the iron. No good. Ball is tipped out, and he grabs his own rebound back. Flips it into the hands of Jackson Seitzinger. Seitzinger takes the ball in the lane. His pass is deflected. It's picked up on the near sideline by Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo Davis driving the ball against Bloom to the goal. It's going to be blocked down by Carson. And the ball is recovered here by Lena. I think Carson got poked in the eye, and now we got a timeout called. Carson is underneath the basket, and now Billy's going to go out and check on him as Carson Bloom will come to the bench now for Hastings College. Maybe got hit in the chops there. Here comes Alex Theron of the ball game for Hastings. Carson will remain on the bench. So the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. We've got 6:27 to play, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 6:27 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 25, Mount Marty 17.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Midland leading Morningside, 29-26. They've got 6.5 minutes to play in the first half of their ball game. Wesleyan and Concordia playing today. Looks like the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers have got an early lead in Seward, 14-4 over Concordia. Midland is out on top of Morningside. The score is 27-19. Actually, it's 29-26 now with 6.5 to play as they update that score. It's 25-17 here. Hastings College with a lead over the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Again, Mount Marty is 0-16 in the conference. Kind of a scrappy bunch we're seeing here today. Here's a Brandon Krause with the ball to Hansen on the far side, a three-pointer. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Seitzinger. Jackson Seitzinger brings it to the near sideline to Lorenzo Davis. Davis here on the wing on the left side. Cross-court pass goes over to D. Cristino. Down to Seitzinger. His pass out on top is deflected. Picked up there by DeCristino. Gets it back out to Seitzinger in three-point territory. His dribbles with the ball. Now 10 seconds on the shot clock. He takes it toward the goal. His shot is up there too strong. No good. And we got a jump ball and a rebound. Saganovich is tied up in the play there by Jake Hansen of Hastings. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Lancers, so Mount Marty will play things in. Reinwald comes back in. Going out is going to be Jake Hansen now for Hastings. 25-17 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. 5:46 to play here in the first half. It'll be Lorenzo Davis inbounding the ball here for Mount Marty, and now the official's going to have a quick word with one of the players down there. That was DeCristino. They play the ball into him here on the near sideline. KJ has got the ball across the top to Seitzinger. Jackson Seitzinger moves it over to Anderson. Jake Anderson, free throw line extended right side. Down to Davis, drives the baseline from the right corner, and his pocket's going to be picked here. Connor Musel has got the ball on a steal. The fourth turnover on Mount Marty, and now we got a whistle again away from all the action. Like Jake Hansen and Zach Lena going at it underneath the basket, and Hansen gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Lancers. Zach Lena will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's a 71% foul shooter on the season. So not a lot of energy in the gym right now. Fans, hometown fans watching the team that has really struggled here this season. 2 wins on the entire season and 23 starts. It's going to be Zach Lena going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Lena has not scored so far today. Shot is up there and the shot is going to be good. Lena will get one more. Hastings is leading the all-time series with Mount Marty 42-20. In fact, the Lancers have not beaten Hastings since 2006. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Lena cans a pair of free throws, and Hastings has now got a 10-point lead again at 27-17. They've won by as many as 11 so far here in this ball game. Anderson hands the ball away. That's going to be Lorenzo Davis with the ball. Now to Anderson again. They move it to the far side to Seitzinger on the wing. Bounce pass goes down to Savganovich on the baseline. He works against the Drew Callahan. Hands it away to Davis. He drives, shoots, and scores. Lorenzo Davis gets a scoop shot there as he drives it toward the hole. 27-19. Now Marty down by 8 points here in this one. Under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Callahan with the ball. Drew Callahan goes over to Brandon Krause. Krause down to Lena. He drives the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. It's no good. The ball's going to be tapped around by Anderson, and it's picked up there by Mount Marty. Down the right sideline, Lorenzo Davis cuts it for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down by Krause. Davis grabs the ball. He loses it. Now it's picked up by Krause. Brandon Krause now to Drew Callahan. Bounce pass down in the corner. Lena drives it toward the goal. Back out to Krause. Nice pass to Callahan. Shot is up there. He blows the easy one. Rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. Lorenzo Davis has got the ball here for the Lancers. Lorenzo Davis on the high post. They get it to a Saganovich. The ball knocked away by Callahan. Saganovich picks her back up. Now to Davis. Free throw line extended right side. Lorenzo dribbling with it here. Sends it to the far sideline. DeCristino has got the ball. Pounds it down low against Callahan to Saganovich. Back down in the corner to Seitzinger. He drives the ball there against the Broncos. Connor Musel. His shot from 10 is no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer for Hastings. Thayer dribbles behind his back. Gets it to Drew Callahan to the far sideline to Musel. Entry pass to Lena. Back out to Callahan for 3. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Seitzinger. It's a good thing Hastings is playing the cellar dwellers here today. We'd probably be blown out here in the first half. Hastings not having a real good day shooting the basketball, but they've got a 27-19 lead. There's a Davis underneath the basket. Back out to Seitzinger. Takes a three-pointer. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Callahan, and he's fouled in the play here by Saganovich. Patrick Saganovich just picked up his third personal foul, so they've got two players already in foul trouble, Hurley and Saganovich. Hastings will walk to the other end now and shoot free throws. That's the 10th team foul called on the Lancers here in this basketball game. It's going to be Callahan going to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 3 points in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Hastings is a team second to the last in free throw percentage this year at 68%. Callahan's free throw is up there and in. He'll get one more. It was free throws that killed the Broncos a week ago. We lost to the Dort defenders in Sioux Center. Hastings under 50% or right at 50% of that ball game against Dortz. Here comes the next shot by Callahan. It's up there and in, so he nails a couple of free throws here. And Hastings now has a 10-point lead again at 29-19, 3:18 to play here in the first half from Yankton, South Dakota today. Borcher back into the ball game now. Blake Borcher for Mount Marty, and now he's trapped out of there and has to call a timeout. He's out in three-point territory. He's going to burn a timeout here. 3:09 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 29, Mount Marty 19.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern beating Doan 31-26, 4:34 to play. In the first half there, Hastings College leading here by 10. The score is 29-19 over Mount Marty. Concordia is now trailing in their basketball game. Concordia is trailing Morningside. The score is 24-22. Actually, that's not right. Concordia is playing Dakota Wesleyan today. And Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead 24-22 over the Bulldogs. That game is being played in Seward today. It's going to be Mount Marty inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Lancers are trailing by 10 here in this one. It's 29-19. Mount Marty with the ball following their timeout. This is Willett who's back into the ball game. Willett now to Alex Irvine. Irvine drives the ball against Linus. Stops, tries to put him in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Irvine comes back out to Anderson. Top of the key for three. His shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Lena. Lena grabs the defensive rebound for the Broncos. Hands it away now to Carson Bloom as he hustles back the other way. Here's Damian Austin with the ball, high right side, back down to Bloom on the baseline. Bloom, pass out to Musel for three. Shot is up there, good. Connor Musel knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings is out on top now by a score of 32-19. Here's a steal now. It is picked up there by Damian Austin as he drives, shoots, and scores for Hastings. Austin gets a steal and a field goal. And the Broncos are out to a 15-point lead at 34-19. Brown score pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be O'Malley with the ball, who's into the ball game for the first time. Seamus O'Malley. And now we got a foul called here. Alex Irvine working against Zach Lena, and Zach gets hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Zach Lena. Non-shooting situation. That's only the 16th foul on Hastings here in the first half. And the ball game now is going to be Saganovic. He comes in. Jake Anderson checks out. Drew Callahan comes into the ball game for Hastings, and Zach Lena checks out. Jake Hansen looks more like an offensive guard or an offensive tackle than he does a basketball player here. He's a big boy. Cody Willett with the ball. Cody Willett drives it inside the free throw circle, passes up the shot, goes to Irvine. His pass to the near side is going to be deflected. It's picked up by Musel. Musel gets the ball to Austin, and Austin can't put up a shot. Goes out to Hansen for three. His shot's off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Borcher. Blake Borcher with the ball now for the Lancers to the far sideline to a Cody Willett. Willett goes to the free throw line to Saganovic. Drives it inside, can't put up a shot. Good defense here by Callahan. Saganovic gives it up now. There's O'Malley. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound Callahan of Hastings. Callahan gets the ball to Jake Hansen down the near sideline. 1:23 to play in the first half. Hastings with a 15-point lead, 34-19. Austin goes to Connor Musel on the far sideline. Connor puts it on the floor and dribbles with it. Now drives it to the free throw line, spins, takes it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Connor Musel scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 36-19 here in the first half against the Cellar Dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Borcher, he drives a shot, no good. Rebound Callahan. His pass is deflected. It's picked up here by the Lancers. That's going to be Willett with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot over Hansen. It's around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound taken down by Irvine. He gets hit in the chops. He gets the pass out to O'Malley on the baseline. His shot's no good, and a foul is called. A foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to go on Callahan. That's going to be his first. So now we have some free throws coming up here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. 40.9 seconds to play. Hastings has got the lead over the Lancers, 36-19. Going to the free throw line is going to be Alex Irvine for Mount Marty. They've got a trio of players that want to check in, and here they come. It's going to be Lorenzo Davis coming back in. DeCristino is coming back into the ballgame as well, and Jackson Seitzinger. Alex Irvine to the free throw line. He's got 4 points so far today, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 72% foul shooter in the season. He averages 7.4 in the season. Irvine's shot is up there. That one rattles out, no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Brandon Krause of Hastings. So Krause has got the ball. Approaching 30 seconds. Krause has got it in the offensive zone now as Hastings will play for the final shot here, or as close as they can. There's about a 5 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock as we wind down. 15 on the shot clock right now. Brandon Krause dribbling to the ball and he gets hit with a 5 second violation. Krause was just out here in the 3 point territory. He's hit with a 5 second violation, a turnover in the Broncos. That's their fifth of this first half of play. Into the ball game now is going to be Bud Smith for Mount Marty. Smith comes in. Lorenzo Davis checks out. Jackson Seitzinger will inbound the ball off the far sideline for the Lancers. Seitzinger will get things into a Cody Willett now. Up high on the far sideline, Cody Willett takes it back to the center of the floor, gets into the hands of Bud Smith. 8 seconds. Bud Smith around the screen from Anderson. Smith has still got the ball, and now a foul is going to be called. Callahan tried to jaw the ball loose there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Bud Smith to the free throw line now for Mount Marty. He's got no points so far in the ball game. He's got 2 points. Check that. 2 points in the ball game here for Bud Smith on a field goal. This will be his first free throw attempt. 70% foul shooter on the season. He scored 11 points the last time these two teams played, way back in November. Shot is up there from Smith. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Krause of Hastings. 1 second. They get the ball down to Hanson. His shot is up there. It's good. Does it count? Yes, it does. Good job there by the Broncos. Brandon Krause went sailing down the right sideline. Jake Hanson took off. They got him the ball, and Hanson lays it in. The bucket counts, and Hastings will have the lead here at halftime over the Lancers out of Mount Marty. The score at halftime, it's Hastings 38, Mount Marty 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KJS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton this afternoon. Hastings College has got the lead at halftime in our men's ball game. It's 38-19 in favor of the Broncos here this afternoon as they lead the Cellar Dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Lancers out of Mount Marty. Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a hard-fought victory in the opener today by a score of 79-66 over Mount Marty. As Hastings head coach Kerry Hostetter will join us here at halftime. And coach, the first half, one of our better halves we played in a while, and the second half maybe not so good.
Well, you know, we shot the ball fairly well in the first half. I think we were above 50%, maybe 57 or something like that. And when the ball is going in the basket, it makes things a lot easier. Michaela was shooting the ball really well, and obviously Jamie had 24 points today, and Abby Jackson hit a couple shots, and actually defensively, we struggled a little bit in the first half, but offensively, we were good enough to kind of maintain that cushion. I don't know, 3 points, I think, is all we had at halftime. They were on pace to score 80 on us, so halftime, we discussed kind of couple adjustments defensively that we need to make to kind of slow them down a little bit.
Hastings opens up the second half on a 16-5 run. It looked like you guys were about ready to put the ball game away as you got to a 57-45 lead. Talk about the first couple of minutes of the second half there.
Well, those couple of adjustments I think we made at halftime defensively, helped us kind of stretch the lead a little bit. And then offensively, we wanted to kind of try to pound it in the paint. And Rachel Jeldon was great on the boards today and created about four or five second chance opportunities for us in the second half that were huge kind of in that run. But Rachel was a beast on the boards and gave us some kick out shot looks and some opportunities for Jamie. But it really came down to making them take tough shots. I mean, you're not going to keep Mount Marty from taking shots at all. You just got to, try to control their shot selection and make sure you contest. And I thought we did a really good job of that today.
Rachel Jeldon had 13 rebounds in the ball game today, 7 of them on the offensive end.
Yeah, she was going every time, and there was probably about another 4 or 5 that she got hands on that just didn't bounce her way. But she's something to contend with. On the boards, people have a hard time boxing her out. She's got that knack and that ability to read balls coming off the rim, and she got a couple huge ones for us today.
Reminds me a lot of old Katie Dent from years gone by.
We were just talking about that a little bit ago. It's a knack that you have or you don't have, and Rachel definitely has it. I think Chelsea Morton has it too. So it helps to have those kids on your team.
Look at the 3-point field goal attempts. We have 25 today. They had 19. That's one of the teams that throws up a lot of threes, and we outshoot them there by 6 today.
Honestly, when I look at that, I wish we didn't take 25 compared to their 19, because they'd shoot a lot of them. But we had a lot of good looks. Michaela was 5 for 8, which, that's a great shooting day for her. And Abby Jackson, 3 for 5. So I thought a lot of the ones we took were good looks. Jamie was able to find kind of other ways to score, hit a couple threes, but we knew we would probably be able to score it today. Our concern was being able to stop them. And I thought, like I said, we made them take a lot of tough shots. They did get to the rim, but we did a good job of contesting without fouling.
And they shot only 31%. In the second half today, 9 out of 29. They were 1 out of 6 from three-point territory. So the adjustments you made at halftime really took them out of their game in the second half.
Yeah, and the key for them is, I mean, they got to the free throw line and shot 17 free throws, but that's a huge key. A lot of teams foul them at the rim a lot, and they'll end up shooting 30 free throws, and they're good free throw shooters. So that was one of the goals, is to try to contest shots without fouling at the rim, and I thought our team did a really nice job today defensively.
Talked about Jeldon on the boards. You also out-rebound this team 44-23, and that was huge today.
Yeah, she had 7 offensive rebounds herself. The team had 12, to their 5. So that's partly due to how they play their offense. They're 5 out, they're spread. They don't have a lot of guys at the rim to rebound. So they get one shot and out if you do your job and you box out. So we pounded them on the boards today. And again, when you get 12 offensive rebounds, you're going to give yourself second chances, and usually those second chances are a lot easier than the first one you got.
One stat that maybe pops out, you're not going to be happy with, is the 18 turnovers. We haven't had any turnover problems for a while, but we had 18 for some reason today.
Yeah, several of them came late in the game. They put some pressure on us. It looked a little bit different than we had prepared, because they pressured us a lot last time. So it was one of those things where a couple of them were probably due to kind of seeing something a little bit different, and then we wanted to try to attack and push in transition. We turned it over a couple times there, and 18 is too many, and at the same time, like I said, most there were several that were late.
So Hastings College wins it here today by a score of 79-66. all the mooses, so to speak, in the conference all win today. So it's tough to make up any ground in this thing. You and Briarcliff remain tied for third place with the big two horses up front with Morningside and Concordia up there on the first and second.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you can kind of get caught up thinking about who's where and where they're falling in the standings. And the only thing you can control is us. And so we've talked about that a lot is, you know, we just need to take care of our own business. Generally, everything else works itself out. You know, Briarcliff's done a good job of getting those wins that they need. And we've obviously beat them twice, so that should help us. But really, it comes down to these last four games. We got to take care of business, and we've got to, you know, control what we can control.
Now, next week, Nebraska Wesleyan during the week, and then we go on a Sunday trip to Dakota Wesleyan, another tough place to play next weekend.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even thought about that one yet, but the Corn Palace is a tough place to play. It's a great place to play. We've always enjoyed going there. But they play really well there, and they shoot the ball well there, and you know, they've kind of been a tough matchup for a lot of teams. They play some kids with some size and really try to, you know, kill you in the paint. So it'll be a challenge, but you know, four games left, so one game at a time, and take care of business.
All right, save for the win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Terry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Hastings College women win it today by a score of 79-66. Broncos getting 24 points from Jamie Van Kirk today, 18 from Michaela Berry, 13 for Abby Jackson. And Hastings, they shoot 57% in the first half, 43% in the second half. They shoot 51% for the ball game, 26 out of 51, including 10 out of 25 from three-point range. And Hastings beats Mount Barney today by a score of 79-66. We'll take a break. We're at halftime of the men's ball game. Hastings comfortably ahead over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Score is 38-19. We'll come back and check the numbers at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere, that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. The other scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Briarcliff in business play. Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 39-31. Battle of top 10 rated teams, Morningside and Midland squaring off today. Now they are tied up at 41 points apiece in the break. Northwestern is leading Doan 40-32 as Dakota Wesleyan over Concordia 45-36. All those games are at halftime. Hastings College has got the lead here over the Lancers. The score is 38-19 at halftime. Mount Marty 7 out of 32 from the field in the first half for just 21%. The Lancers are 1 out of 8 on three-pointers for 12%. And they're 4 out of 9 from the free throw line for 44%. Meanwhile, Hastings hitting at a 46% clip here in the first half. They're 14 out of 30. Hastings just 4 out of 12 on three-pointers for 33%. And the Broncos are 6 out of 9 from the free-throw line for 66%. Hastings has 24 rebounds. They've got 3 on offense and 21 on defense. Mount Barney has got 22 rebounds. They've got 7 on offense and 15 on defense. Hastings with 6 turnovers so far in the basketball game. Mount Marty has been charged with 7 turnovers. Hastings has already got 6 blocked shots here in the ball game and 4 steals. Mount Marty has got 1 blocked shot and 1 steal. Hastings with a lead 38-19 here at halftime. 6 blocked shots in the first half. Let's see, we've got Tobin Reinwald with 2 of those. Also, Jake Hansen has got 2 blocks. Carson Bloom has got 1. And also, Brandon Krause, he's got 1 block shot. So Hastings with 6 blocks here in the first half of play. Broncos have the lead 38-19. Scoring in the ball game thus far, Damian Austin, he's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Connor Musel, he has got 11 points here in the first half. Musel has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Musel has got 11. Alex Thayer has not scored yet. Carson Bloom, he has got 8 points. Bloom has got a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. Jake Hansen has got a field goal for 2. Tobin Reinwald, a field goal for 2. Brandon Krause has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Drew Callahan has got a field goal, and he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 5. Zach Lena, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. And that is all she wrote. Hastings with 38 points on the board here at halftime. Meanwhile, for Mount Marty, Lorenzo Davis has got a field goal for 2. Jackson Seitzinger has got a field goal for 2 points. Bud Smith has got a field goal for 2. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. KJ DiCristino has got 1 free throw and 2 attempts for 1 point. Alex Irvine has got 4 on a field goal, and he's 2 out of 3 from the line. Patrick Saganovich has nailed a 3-pointer, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Cody Willett has got a couple of field goals and 4. Hastings with a lead 38-19. Our halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. So play is back in here in the second half. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Here's Lena. His shot in the lane is up there and in. Zach Lena scores in the opening possession of the second half, and the Broncos now have the lead 40-19 over the Lancers out of Mount Marty. There's a Blake Borcher with the ball. Borcher comes over to Saganovich. Down to a Cody Willett high on the right side. Cody Willett takes it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass down low to Irvine. Irvine kicks it out. Saganovich, 10-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. His outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Borcher. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 7th of the ball game. Borcher has got the ball at Saganovich. Now to Smith. Bud Smith moves it down in the corner to Cody Willett. Cody comes out here in the 3-point territory. Now to Blake Borcher. Comes across the top. Irvine for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. Allen pass goes to Reinwald, 2-on-2. Reinwald takes it to the hole, his shot no good. Rebound, Lena, follow shot good. Zach Lena gets the offensive board and the putback. He scores the first 2 points, actually the first 4 points in the second half. Hastings now leading by a score of 42-19. Borcher drives, contact made, foul called. The foul's going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Austin. That's going to be his 3rd. Team foul number 1 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation will be Mount Marty playing things in. Hastings will play at Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday night. 6 and 8 o'clock will be the game times. On the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Saganovich with the ball. Now to Borcher. He drives it. Can't put up a shot over Lena. Throws it out in the left corner to Willett. Cross-court pass back to Borcher. Borcher takes it in the lane. His running one-hander is up there no good. Gets his own rebound. Has it knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Willett. Willett puts it up there right-handed. His shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Drew Callahan. And Mount Marty shooting only 21% for the ball game thus far. 12% from 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Lena. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Outside to Carson Bloom for 3. Shot good. Bloom has now got 11 points in the ball game, and Hastings is leading 45-19 over Mount Marty. And we still got 18 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Here's Patrick Saganovich, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Bud Smith with the ball, down to Saganovich. He dribbles right to left across the top of the key, gives it away to Cody Willett. Hastings is in a man-to-man defense. Willett trying to take the ball inside. The ball is going to be poked loose by Lena. The scramble is on, picked up by Willett, and then he's fouled in the play by Tobin. He just reaches out there and grabs him for no apparent reason there. Tobin picks up his 3rd personal foul. Coming into the ball game now for Mount Marty is going to be Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo Davis checking in there now. Saganovich is going to check out. Bud Smith will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Hastings out on top. It's 45-19 over Mount Barney here this afternoon. Bud Smith to the ball here on the near sideline. Bud Smith, bounce pass, comes out. That's Jake Anderson with the ball. Anderson down to Lorenzo Davis. Out to Jake Anderson, comes across the top. Bud Smith has got it. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Cody Willett. He drives, comes back out to Anderson, top of the key. Gets around Callahan, can't put up a shot. Down to Davis, he drives it down the right side of the lane. Has it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. And Mount Barney will play things in with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 17-14 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 45-19 here this afternoon. They inbound the ball. Lorenzo Davis gets it down in the corner to Cody Willett. Circles around his screen, moves it to the free throw line, launches up a shot, no good. Rebound Callahan. Callahan down to Damian Austin. He brings it back 3-on-4. Damian Austin, bounce pass, is going to be kicked out of bounds. Trying to set up Zach Lena inside. The ball is kicked out of bounds there by the Lancers. Getting his foot on it was Alex Irvine. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. Bounce pass by Carson Bloom is going to be kicked back out of bounds here by Bud Smith. Well, you can hear a pin drop in his joint today. 17 minutes to play in the basketball game. Homestanding Lancers are down 45-19 to Hastings. Callahan lobs the ball down to the Ryan Walden. He signs up and in. That's Tobin's second field goal of the ball game. Callahan gets the assist. That's now a 47-19 ball game as Hastings has opened up with a 9-0 run here to begin the second half of play. Cody Willett with the ball. Down to Jake Anderson, to Lorenzo Davis, to Bud Smith on the far sideline. Splits a couple of defenders. Throws up a 10-footer. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Callahan. Callahan now to Carson Bloom, and he's going to be fouled into play by Bud Smith as he went over the back of Carson. Bud Smith picks up his third personal foul. End of the ball game now is K.J. DiCristino for the Lancers. Going out will be Bud Smith. 16-32 to play. Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHIS. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. There's Carson Bloom. Carson out of Damian Austin. Three pointers put up there right down through the hole. Damian Austin scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 50-19. Hastings on a 12-0 run to begin the second half of play. If it wasn't bad at halftime, it is now. Here's a Drew Callahan. He gets a steal now. Callahan drives her back the other way. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. Big guys are not supposed to dribble the ball off the floor. Callahan misses the easy shot there. Here comes Cody Willett back with the ball from Mount Barney, and the Lancers want to call a timeout. This one is going to get ugly, my friend. 15:49 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50, Mount Barney 19.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women winning the first ball game today. Mount Martin scores 79-66. Big day today for Jamie Van Kirk. She scores 24 in the ball game. Hit a couple of three-pointers. She was 10 out of 10 from the free throw line. Michaela Berry had 18 points today. She had 5 3-pointers. Abby Jackson, she had a season-high 13 today. Abby knocks down 3 threes. Hastings all together had 10 three-pointers in the ball game today as they beat Mount Barney in the first ball game. It's 50-19 here. Here's Willett. His shot for three is up there and in. Cody Willett from the near sideline scores, so that breaks the run for Hastings as a 12-0 run for the Broncos to begin this second half of play, and Hastings comfortably ahead at 50-22. Under 16 minutes to play now here in the basketball game. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson comes across the top to Drew Callahan. Down to Zach Lena. Spins at the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner. Bloom for three. Shot is up there and in. Carson nails one from the deep left corner from a different area code. He's now got 14 points in the ball game, and it's 53-22. Hastings out on top by a bunch. Beat this team earlier this season by 21 points. Here's Anderson. His shot is up there for three. Good. Same spot. Jake Anderson knocks down a three. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 53-25. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Callahan back at the other end for Hastings. Callahan comes out to Carson Bloom. To Reinwald. Far sideline to Austin. Bounce pass. Right side of the lane. Callahan. Turnaround jumper is up there. Off the mark. No good. Rebound Jake Anderson. Anderson gets it away to Lorenzo Davis. Davis runs her back the other way. Now for the Lancers. Now to Jake Anderson. Now to Davis again. Directs some traffic deep in the left corner. Davis brings it out between the circles now. That's going to be Cody Willett with the ball. Willett on the dribble. Comes to the right side. Willett moves it out on the baseline. Now lobs it inside to Irvine. His shot is up there. It circles the rim. No good. Rebound Callahan. His long pass down the floor to Reinwald. Stuffs it home. Tobin Reinwald stuffs her home here, and the Broncos are out on top by 30. It's 55-25. Hastings with a 30-point lead in the second half here with 14 minutes to play. Tobin Reinwald made sure that baby went down through the hole as he nearly brought down the roof on the pass by Callahan. There's a shot from the deep left corner by Willett. No good. Rebound Davis goes back up, shoots and scores. Lorenzo Davis scores for Mount Marty. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 55-27. Here's Austin with the ball. Now to Tobin for three. His shot is up there. That one is off the mark. No good. Rebound Lena. Follow shot good. Zach's done a good job on the boards today. That's an offensive rebound and a putback. He's now got 8 points in the ball game for Hastings College. And the Broncos are out on top by 30 again, 57-27. Deep in the left corner is going to be Willett with the ball. Comes out. DiCristino has got it now to Jake Anderson. He moves it on the dribble to the left wing. Picked up there by Callahan. A long pass down to Davis. Takes it down in the corner against Damian Austin. Gets away. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Mount Barney basketball. Here comes five new players in. DeWard comes in for Hastings, Musel, and Hansen. A couple players also checking in there. Bud Smith is going to come back in there for the Lancers of Mount Barney. Jalen Hurley comes back in. 13:05 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with a lead by 30, 57-27. They play it in to Saganovich, who also came back in there. Saganovich out to Bud Smith. Smith trying to penetrate down the right sideline, moves it all the way down to the baseline. Out to Saganovich. Comes across the top, now down in the corner. A long-range jumper is put up there by Hurley. No good. Rebound comes down to Hansen. Long pass ahead. Hansen has got the ball. Now to DeWard. Shot is up there and in. Don DeWard scores 59-27. Hastings with a lead. 12:40 to play here in the ball game. Lorenzo Davis back with the ball now for the Lancers. Davis comes to the near sideline to DiCristino. Out of Hurley. Out of Bud Smith as his play catch with it on the right side of the lane. Bud Smith looking to penetrate. Open for 15. Takes a shot and scores over Krause. Bud Smith now with 4 points in the ball game. 59-29. The Broncos have a 30-point lead and Hastings with the ball. A lot of work to do here in the Yankton, South Dakota for men's basketball. There's a Jake Hansen with the ball now to a DeWard over here on the left side. That's going to be Connor Musel. Musel comes to Brandon Krause. To Musel again at the top of the key. Down to Hansen in the corner. There's a pass down to Brandon Krause in the low block right side. Wheels in the lane. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Saganovich. Saganovich gets it away now to Lorenzo Davis. Now to Saganovich at the top of the key. He works against John DeWard. Now to Lorenzo Davis on the near sideline. Lobs it right side to Hurley. Scores around on the baseline. Hurley working against Don DeWard. Back out to Saganovich for three. His shot is up there no good. The ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Musel. Connor Musel with the ball for Hastings as he runs her back the other way. Trots it across the 10-second line to Brandon Krause, to Jake Hansen deep in the corner. Hansen puts it on the floor, dribbles in the lane, kicks it out to Musel for three. Shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Saganovich. Saganovich now to Lorenzo Davis down the right sideline. Stops, goes inside to Bud Smith, then he's fouled in the play. As Smith was driving the ball down the lane, he is hit there by the Broncos, and a foul is going to be called. And the personal is going to go. Let's see, it's going to go on Musel, I think. And they don't put the fouls up on the board for some reason. That's going to be his first personal foul. Mount Marty will play things in. Bounce pass right underneath the basket to Saganovich. His shot is up and in. Patrick Saganovich gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 59-31. Hastings with the lead now with 11 minutes to play. Now somebody hit the deck back there. We're going to have a foul call. And Hastings, John DeWard is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be his first. So John DeWard picks up the personal foul. And now it's going to be Mount Barney coming back with the basketball. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. And now we've got another foul called. Now things are starting to get a little chippy here. Personal foul is going to be called on Musil again for Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five of the Broncos. So Hastings with five team fouls since halftime. Mount Barney has got one. Broncos have the lead by a bunch. 59-31. With 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this one. They get things in to a Saganovich. Now to DeCristino. KJ at the top of the key. Nice pass over there on the left side to Lorenzo Davis. The DeCristino out here in three-point territory picked up by Connor Musil. There's Bud Smith down in the right corner with the ball to Saganovich. Dribbles to the elbow. Has it knocked loose. Picked up by John DeWard. DeWard now to Hansen. He drives into the hole and scores. Nice move there by Jake Hansen to the hole. Hansen with 4 points in the basketball game. Hastings back out on top. 61-31 in men's college basketball action here this afternoon. Lorenzo Davis has got the ball. Davis out to Saganovich. On the high left side, that's going to be DeCristino with the ball. Down in the corner of Bud Smith. The shot is up there and in. Bud Smith, an off-balance shot down in the deep left corner. He scores. And now we got a whistle here. A foul is going to be called here. We got a technical foul called on the John DeWard. So John DeWard is going to be hit with a technical foul. And the official coming over to talk with Bill Gabers down here in the near sideline. So after the field goal went down by Bud Smith, John DeWard is hit with a technical foul. I think him and Jalen Hurley got into it down there. They're talking with Hurley as well. Here's a free throw coming up here from DeCristino, and his shot is up there and in. He'll get one more shot. That makes it a 61-34 ball game. Hastings with the lead. KJ DeCristino will have one more shot here for the Lancers. It's up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off no good. So now Mount Marty will get the ball back here. Now John DeWard is going to check out. And coming into the ball game is going to be Zach Lena. Nothing was said as John DeWard will come to the bench. Goes right on by Coach Billy and the assistant coach Chip Baugh. But Doug Grader, he just takes his seat on the bench like nothing happened. 61-34 is the score. Hastings out on top with 10 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in this one, now the official coming over again to talk with Coach Billy down here. 10-second line. It's going to be Mount Marty playing it in someday. On the far side is KJ DeCristino is ready to inbound the ball here. Looking to play things in. They get it to Alex Irvine. Irvine now to a Davis down in the corner again to Smith. The shot is up there no good. Musil grabs the rebound. Musil now to Alex Thayer. Thayer will bring things up across the 10-second line. Alex Thayer dribbles to the wing on the right side. Mount Barney's still in a man-to-man defense here. Alex Thayer gets away, dribbles it toward the rack. His shot around Smith is good. Alex Thayer scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings out on top now, 63-34. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play. There's Lorenzo Davis at the free throw line. Davis throws the ball away. Trying to get it over here to a Bud Smith. He was going the opposite direction. Turnover number 10 on Mount Barney here in the ball game. Hastings had a big lead at halftime, and they've kept the pressure on here in the second half. The Broncos led 38-19 at halftime. Here's Zach Lena to the near sideline to Brandon Krause. Dribble penetration, two-handed pass, goes down in the right corner. Hansen out to Musil. His shot for three is no good. The ball being swatted around. Hansen grabs it, top of the key, three-pointer, good. Jake Hansen knocks down a three from the top of the circle. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. It's a 66-34 contest. Hastings has got the lead. You're in crimson today. You're going to get into the ball game. Now we got a foul called under the basket again. This is going to go on Alex Thayer. Thayer picks up his first personal foul. This will be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now the Broncos have got 17 fouls here in the second half. Mount Marty's got one. Patrick Saganovic is going to go to the free throw line now for the Lancers. He's got 6 points in the ball game. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line today. 44% foul shooter on the season for Patrick Saganovic. He hails from Australia. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Patrick Saganovic will have one more, and it's 66-35. Hastings will play at Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. 6 and 8 o'clock will be the game times. Pre-game show, the Pepsi pre-game show, begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Next shot by Saganovic is up there and in, so he buries a couple of free throws. Jake Anderson now comes into the ball game for the Lancers. Going out will be Saganovic. So Hastings will play things in with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll name our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show before we head home today. There's a Jake Hansen with the ball down to Lena. Spins on the baseline in the lane. His shot's going to be short, no good. A rebound comes down to Cody Willett. Willett gets it away now to Bud Smith as he runs her back the other way. Bud Smith stops at the top of the three-point circle. Around the screen from Anderson. Sends it to the far sideline now. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Thayer. As Cody Willett was trying to take it down to the corner to Borcher, the ball is knocked out of bounds by Thayer. Mount Marty will now play things in off of the far sideline. Cody Willett will have the ball as he drives it down the lane, goes for the rack, his shot is up there, no good. Hansen with the rebound. Jake Hansen running back the other way for Hastings College to Brandon Krause. Now to Hansen. Comes across the top. That's going to be Zach Clemens who's in the ball game. Drives it in the hole. His shot is up there and in. So Zach Clemens takes the ball on the rack and scores. He's the junior out of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. It's now a 68-36 ball game. Hastings with the lead. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thayer. Gets the ball down to Brandon Krause. He goes up, lays it in. So a turnover there on the Mount Marty. Brandon Krause just drops it down through the hole, and it's now a 70-36 ball game. We're going to need a slide rule to figure this one out. Hastings with a big lead over the Lancers of Mount Marty today. Anderson lobs it down low. The ball deflected away again. Picked up by Brandon Krause. Runs back the other way to Hansen, to Clemens. Drive, shoots, and the shot's going to be blocked by Anderson, and a foul is called. Foul here is going to go on Mount Marty. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. They were fouled in the act of shooting, as Zach Clemens will toe the mark here. 7:34 to play. Hastings College basketball here this afternoon. The Broncos well on their way to their 10th win of the 2014-2015 season. Clemens' free throw is up there, no good. He's been hitting 72% on the season. 21 out of 30 now from the free throw line. Clemens will have another one. Hastings has won 3 out of 4 games down the stretch here. This will be a 4 out of 5 if they can hang on to this win. Next shot over by Clemens is going to be up there and in. 7:30 to play in the ball game. If we can't hang on to the win, we got real problems. 71-36 is the score. Here's Mount Marty working with the ball back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Lorenzo Davis. Outside to the top of the key to Hurley. Throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to John DeWard, who's back into the ball game. Down to Hansen. Down to Brandon Krause. Far sideline. It's going to be Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Krause. Dumps it down low to DeWard, and he lays it in. John DeWard now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 73-36. Over Mount Marty. There's Lorenzo Davis with the ball. Davis comes to the near sideline to Cody Willett. Cody Willett takes it to the free throw line, stops there, tries to put Hansen in the air and can't do it. Now gives it to a Denning out here in 3-point territory. Derek Denning, who's back into the ball game for the Lancers. Now to Cody Willett behind his screen. Now dumps it off inside to Hurley, drives for the hole and scores. Daylon Hurley set the screen and then rolled down the lane. He got on the ball and he scores easily. 73-38. Hastings College with the lead. There's Alex Thayer, high right side. He's got the ball. Sends it inside to Hansen. His shot off the baseline, good. Jake Hansen now with 9 points in the ball game, and we got a timeout called here. A timeout called with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings comfortably ahead as the Broncos 75 and the Lancers 38.
When you need power, Consulting, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings College has got the lead 75-38 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. So the Broncos trying to scrape their way into the postseason tournament after going on a string of losing 10 straight games. With a win today, Hastings has won 4 out of their last 5. Broncos started the day in a tie for 7th place in the conference, with Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Hastings. Only the top 8 teams will qualify for postseason play. Find out what happens today. We've got to have some close ball games going on throughout the conference here today. Concordia was losing at last check at halftime to Dakota Wesleyan, so that's good news for us. Hastings can finish as high as 6th place in the conference with a nice little run here at the end of the season. 75-38. Broncos have the lead. Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty has got the basketball in their offensive end. Top of the key, that's going to be Jalen Hurley with the ball. Now Hastings has got all kinds of new faces in the ball game. You're in crimson today. You're going to get into the contest. There's Lorenzo Davis back outside to Hurley. His shot is good, and he's fouled in the play. Creighton Burr picks up the personal foul. So Creighton Burr, the product, the freshman out of Donovan, picks up a personal foul here as he knocks down Jalen Hurley. Hurley throws up the 3. Now he has a chance at a 4-point play here as he goes to the free throw line. Hurley, a 60% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds by Clemens, and it'll be Mount Marty playing it in. So we've got to, let's see, we've got Kendall Ferguson into the ball game now. We've got Creighton Burr into the ball game. Callisto Nyambra comes into the ball game as well. There's a driving layup that's going to be no good there by Hurley, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So here come the Louisville Broncos back the other way. Clemens sends it inside the lane. The ball's going to be deflected away and out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Burn. It was deflected out of his hands. That'll be Hastings playing things in. Here's Taylor Holst. He's a product of Gillette, Wyoming, as he will play things in right underneath the basket of Clemens, and he's fouled in the play. Clemens from Scott's Bluff is fouled into play here. Personal foul is going to go on Alex Irvine. That's going to be his second. So Clemens in the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 3 points in the ball game thus far. Got a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. There's a shot up there way too hard. They'll get one more. Hastings go to 10-16 after this one here today. They're 7-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 75-41, if you're just joining us. Hastings at a 38-19 lead at halftime. Big shot is up there by Clemens. It's going to be good. So Bill Gaber's going to have a chance to see all of his players in the ball game here today, obviously. There's a Lorenzo Davis down the left sideline. Davis drives it to the hole. His scoop shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Holst gets the block there. Hastings had 6 block shots in the first half alone. Taylor Holst gets a block shot there as he knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here's the inbounds basket to be intercepted. Intercepted by Clemens. He drives it, and his shot is up there. It is good, and he's fouled in the play. Clemens got the interception. He gets the field goal, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Jackson Seitzinger is the guilty party. He picks up his first. So Zach Clemens goes to the line again for Hastings. He's 2 out of 4 so far today. He'll have another opportunity here. This is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Seitzinger, 78-41. Hastings College has got the lead. Seitzinger now having problems with a dribble. It's knocked out of his hands. It's going to be Mount Marty ball as they will inbound the ball underneath their own basket here. 5:07 to play. Now we're going to have a personal foul call down there on Hastings. So a personal foul in the Broncos. That's going to send Seitzinger to the free throw line. Here comes Bud Smith back into the ball game. Lorenzo Davis will check out. Jackson Seitzinger to the free throw line. He's got 2 points and a field goal. His free throw is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. And let's see. We got a whistle. And I think somebody was in the lane too soon. That's going to be the case. Jackson Seitzinger will have one more shot here. So Seitzinger will toe the mark. He's a product from Yankton here, a junior, 6'2". His shot is up there. That one is good. And now we got another whistle. Let's see. This is going to be that was a 1-1 situation. Hastings is over 7 fouls. That's their ninth one. So the 1-1 situation is Jackson Seitzinger will have one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. So he cans a couple of free throws. 78-43. Hastings College blowing the Lancers out of here today on their home floor. Broncos have it. Burr, his pass is going to be deflected away from Ferguson out of bounds. But these guys haven't seen playing time in a while here for Hastings College as far as a real game situation is concerned. Taylor Holst will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into a Kendall Ferguson inside to Clemens. Now driving, shooting, and scoring there is going to be Holst. Everybody getting into the act here as a Taylor Holst gets the field goal for the Broncos. It's now 80-43. Smith has got the ball. Bud Smith out here in the three-point territory. Works against Holst. Bud Smith lobs it inside to Irvine, and now we got a traveling violation called on Smith. Traveling violation called on Mount Barney. 4:35 to play. Hastings is out on top by a score of 80-43. Holst sends it down in the corner to Clemens. Back outside to Niam Brewer. His pass inside goes to Burr. His shot is up there and in. But check that. Yeah, that was Burr. Burr picking up the field goal there. Goes Creighton Burr, the Donovan Trumbull product scores. Running back the other way is Mount Barney. They get a field goal from Seitzinger, and he's fouled on the play. So Seitzinger will go to the free throw line here for the Lancers. That makes the score 82-45. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes Jake Anderson back into the ball game. Irvine will check out now for the Lancers. Jackson Seitzinger to the line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the line today. Shot is up there. Shot is good. 82-46. You and me and a handful of about 10 Bronco fans and 10 Lancer fans watching the conclusion of this one here this afternoon in Yankton. There's a pass down low to Ferguson. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Kendall Ferguson gets the field goal to go down for Hastings. And he is fouled in the play as they'll go to the free throw line now. So Holst, Creighton Burr, Kendall Ferguson, all getting in the act here late in the going here. It's now an 84-46 ball game. As Ferguson will have a free throw, it's up there. It's going to be no good. That drops down to the hole. It's hit on the back iron and just fell down to the hole. It's now 85-46. Hastings leading by 39 points here in this basketball game. Here's a Bud Smith cross-court pass, goes to the far sideline to Seitzinger. Seitzinger works against Clemens, and now this throws it up there from three. It's going to be no good. Ball poked around. It's picked up by Callisto Niambra. Niambra now to Holst. Into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline to Creighton Burr. Out to Niambra. Now to Kendall Ferguson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Burr. He keeps it alive, gets it out here to Taylor Holst again. To Niambra at the top of the key. Callisto puts it on the floor and dribbles here and hands it away to Creighton Burr. Burr moves it to the free throw line, stops there. Burr lobs it inside to Callisto. Wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Seitzinger. Seitzinger has got the ball. Jackson Seitzinger for Mount Marty down the near sideline. Seitzinger to the top of the key. That's Hurley. Hurley moves it to Anderson. The big guy dribbles behind his back, drives it to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down there by Ferguson. Ball is picked up by Callisto Niambra for Hastings to Zach Clemens. Mishandles the ball, picks her back up, gives it out to Niambra, cross-court pass to Ferguson. Kendall Ferguson holds it, down to Creighton Burr, down in the corner. There's a shot by Holst. It's up there from three. Good. Taylor Holst, the product out of Gillette, Wyoming, gets a 3 and a 2 here in the past couple of minutes. It's now 88-46. Hastings College has got the lead over the Lancers and Mount Marty. And we're down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. Jackson Seitzinger out to Bud Smith. His shot for three is good. Bud Smith scoring there. He has now got 9 points in the ball game here for the Lancers. Hastings with a 39-point lead. There's an entry pass. They get it to Ferguson. Down to Niambra. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Jake Anderson with a rebound. Anderson gets it away now to Bud Smith. He runs it down the far sideline. Bud Smith drives it against Clemens. His shot no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Here comes three new players in the ball game. Saganovich is going to come back in there now. Here comes DeCristino into the ball game for the Lancers. And also coming in will be Anthony Stransky. Stransky, a junior from Littleton, Colorado. Mop-up duty, so to speak, here for the Lancers. They're down 88-49 with a minute and 55 seconds to play in this basketball game. Creighton Burr out to Kendall Ferguson. That is Zach Clemens to Creighton. Burr sends it down in the corner to Ferguson. Kendall looking. Cross-court pass goes to Burr on a short right baseline. Creighton Burr is trapped down there. Gets the pass away. There's the Callisto Nyambura. Now to Holst again for three. His shot's up there. He hits another one. Taylor Holst. Hey, he's got 8 points in this basketball game. Here for Hastings, and it's 91-49. Broncos have the lead. There's a Saganovich with the ball out here in three-point territory. Saganovich out to DeCristino as he takes it down the dribble, down to the baseline. Out of the wing now, DeCristino gets the ball back on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Hurley, and his shot is up and in. Jalen Hurley has now got 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos lead by 40, 91-51, with a minute to play here in this basketball game. There's a Kendall Ferguson with the ball. Ferguson comes out between the circles now to Zach Clemens. Creighton Burr to Taylor Holst. Bounce pass inside to Callisto Nyambura, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Callisto Nyambura will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Nyambura, he saw some playing time earlier this year. We haven't seen him for a while. He's a 6'6" sophomore out of Omaha. And that's going to be team foul number 6 in the Lancers, so Callisto is not getting a chance at a free throw. But they lob the ball into him, and his shot is up and in. So Callisto Nyambura, he scores for Hastings, and it's now 93-51. 42 seconds to play. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. It's going to be no good there. And the rebound comes down to Nyambura. Stransky couldn't let that one go down through the hole. Broncos now with 30 seconds to play. Going to wrap up the win here this afternoon as a Creighton Bird has dribbled to the ball out here in the three-point territory. Zach Clemens on the far sideline. Zach Clemens, bounce pass here. Kendall Ferguson, 17 on the shot clock. Nyambura, he fakes the three, dribbles down the lane, throes it over to Zach Clemens. Out of Creighton Burr, the Holston, he throws the ball out of bounds, but it was tipped out by Saganovich, and Hastings will play things in. 10 seconds left in the ball game, 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Hastings out on top here by a bunch, 93-51, men's college basketball. Here's a Creighton Burr with the ball now to a Taylor Holst. Holst just hangs on to it, brings it back to the center of the floor on the dribble. Holst stomps back in the backcourt, and over and back violation there. With 1.3 seconds to play, Taylor Holst just took a step back and went into the backcourt, and they play it in on the far side, and this ball game is over. Hastings College knocks off the Lancers today by a bunch, like 42 points. Hastings wins it. Final score, the Broncos 93, Mount Marty 51. Hastings improves to 10-16 on the season now. They've won 4 out of their last 5 games. The Broncos now 7-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty drops to 2-22 on the season. They're now 0-17 in the conference. Again, Hastings wins it, 93-51. Back with a recap after this.